Hi, Anthony.
How's it going?
Good morning. Hi, thank you
Good.
for calling back.
No problem.
How are you doing?
We're good. Did you
How
see I
is
had some
study?
time the last night to send those documents over to you?
Yes, let me go ahead and review that one. That's one of the reasons I actually called, because I wanted to check in with those documents with you. But first, yes, we were not introduced yesterday. I'm so sorry. I got a call with another client. So yes, my name is Honey, and I will be your account manager here at Local Splash. So basically, my role here is to go ahead and make sure that everything is running smoothly with your account. So this will be like from strategy, from setup, of course, strategy, fulfillment, and of course, the ongoing updates. So think of me as your go-to person here
Okay.
at Local Splash. Now,
Sweet.
let me see. If you actually need anything from me, or if you have questions, just call the 877 number,
Okay.
625-6225. It usually goes directly to me, but I am in another call, I will actually be notified. But I would really prefer if you could shoot me a text message. Let me know if you have like a time when I can call you, or if I missed
Okay.
your call, and then I'll call you right after I have availability or as soon
And
as
then
I end my call.
I just text the same number,
Yes, absolutely. That's correct. The same number.
right? Okay. Okay, sweet.
Alrighty. So let me check here. So for the documents, I see you do have Google Verified Campaign. Let's see. Let me just check here. So you don't have a Google Verified account. That means we have to create one for you. Okay, let me just check first with the documents. May I ask, how did you send those documents to us?
Through the email that they sent me.
Through the email, okay. Let me see.
Yeah,
I can't.
it wouldn't let me load them onto the dashboard.
May I ask, what error did you get when you tried to load it in the dashboard?
I don't remember what the error was, but it said my Google account wasn't ready or something, but I have the app downloaded and I can see my dashboard. So I don't know.
Have you tried like uploading it one document at a time?
I don't even know how to get to the
Oh.
dashboard to upload
Yeah. I see. Okay. All
But I'm
right. So
on
is
Local
the
Splash
option.
right now.
Yes. And then on the upper right corner, there should be like three lines or dots. Go ahead and please click that one.
Okay.
And then go to business information.
Okay, business info down at the bottom.
Yes. Kindly go down to
Okay.
the bottom. And then let's try with the business documents. Go ahead and select on the drop-down what type of document you are going to be uploading.
I don't see where it says business with documents, business with media, business photos, this. Okay, I see it now. Okay.
Yes. Let's go to documents.
Business license or insurance document. Okay.
Okay. Let's try that one. Click, select the one, and then there should be option there to go ahead and upload photo. I think, let me see, because it's different with my view here. Let me just check very quick.
That's a little.
Does it have like any plus button there?
Yep, I think I just got it. Let's see.
You got it. Okay. Let me know once you have uploaded, and I'll check here on your dashboard if I can see it.
Okay. I think I just uploaded the business license and insurance document.
Perfect. Okay, let me check.
Well, this will be the business license.
License.
Yeah, that might not be the right document. That's the contracting license. Oh, they want me to upload the EIN number?
No, the EIN number, you will be providing it to me during the call, or there is an email that we sent you. So this is actually your form. So if you go to your email, an email was sent which says Google Verified Campaign begins. Average.
Well, let me go to my email real quick. Google. Let's see. Attention needed. Pictures needed. Create your Facebook tracking phone number.
Yes, the one that says Google Verified Campaign Begin.
I don't see it.
You don't see, okay, don't worry. I'll go ahead and resend it to you. Oops, sorry. Google Verified. There you go. Oh, why does it say different? Average General Contracting. Let me see if I have, okay, there you go. Let me send it to you now. Okay, let me just refresh my page here very quick. It's still empty. For some reason, I don't see the document. I was looking at the document to see if it was successfully uploaded.
So that.
For some reason, I cannot see the document uploaded from gallery.
Go back to the app real quick.
Were you able to click the upload button?
I just realized I didn't hit the upload button, so bear with me.
No problem. Yeah, because I was wondering, I tried to refresh it many times and I couldn't find it, so I was like thinking, okay. The upload button was not done. Okay. Let me try again here on my end.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I've had different clients as well that were in, they forget to go ahead and click the upload button, so it's fine. It happens. Okay, I see the document now. Okay, let me check what this is. Arizona contractor registration. Okay, so this is your registration. Okay, that's good. And then, if you could kindly upload here the certificate of insurance as well.
The certificate of insurance? Yep, I will load that.
Okay,
so.
Now. Mm-hmm. The next one that we need. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Go ahead and complete that one first.
Sorry, I got to scroll through some. All right, let's. It says it just showed up in my document side.
Okay, let me check that one. Okay, so we will be needing the record certificate. So I will show it to you on your application what the accord certificate looks like. Let me see. Did you receive already the email where it says Google Verified Campaign Begins?
Let's see.
Yes. Can I check your email from you, please?
Okay, I see that. Okay, I clicked on the email.
Yes, go ahead and click where it says application form.
Okay, I need to go dig this paper out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that insurance paper that I pulled up wasn't the right one?
Yeah. If you pull out the application form from the link that email I sent you, if you kindly scroll down going to number 8, below it would say sample of certificate of commercial general liability insurance. So this type of insurance, you may share this one with your insurance company. They can go ahead and provide you this type of insurance paper.
It looks like the one I just sent you guys.
Let me see.
Uploaded it on that dashboard.
Let's see. Oh no, it has to be that same format, the accurate format.
Okay, so I need to take this to my insurance company and have them fill it out.
Yes, please. Show them the copy of this one. They already know that one. They should be able to provide it to you.
Okay, so if I back out of this application, if I back out of this form, is it going to save all the information I'm putting in here?
If you could go scroll down to the bottom of that form, there is an option there where you can go ahead and save it, and then it will send you a link to your email, or it will give you a copy of the link, and then you can save it somewhere, maybe in your notes. And then if you wanted to come back here and make sure all the information that you've entered is saved, you can just go ahead and go to that link. But what I would suggest is that you can go ahead and complete this one. You don't have to include all the documents at the moment. Just submit the application without the documents, and then later on you can submit it later to us.
Okay. So,
yes. Mm-hmm. This will be your application form for the Google Verified campaign. We can go ahead and follow up the documents.
Okay, I'll add the EIN in and I'll send it. I'll submit it.
Okay, perfect. And also, there below where it says a number 20 and 21, that's also very important. It will ask your social security number and then your date of birth as well. So majority of this one is actually pre-filled. Just go ahead and fill out the information for the rest of the requirements that they're asking. Like, for example, the email address, your business established, that's number 5, number 6, EIN. It's already filled, the IDO, business license number, number 10, the expiration date of business license, and yeah, so on and so forth. Now, For the number of number 18, what is the total number of field workers or customer facing customer workers? You can go ahead and add if you have the people working for you, but please know if you add one there or two or depending how many, they might go ahead and undergo background check, which means we will be asking for their SSS, social security number, their information.
Nope.
Yeah,
I'm the only person in the business.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Just go ahead and make it zero.
Okay, make it zero. What number is that?
One. What is the total number? That's number 18. What is the total number of field workers or customer facing workers? It's pre-filled as one, so kindly make it as zero.
Yeah. What is the primary business owner's social security number? Really don't like giving that out, but I will. We service all of Idaho, so I added that to the cities as well.
Yes. If you have specific cities as well surrounding Idaho that you want
to
add.
What is the business? Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
If the business is BBB accredited, what is that?
Yes. That's Better Business Bureau.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not.
No. Okay.
Now I got to find a license number. Let's go back to pictures. All right, it's 6771061. Expiration. All right. I think I have all completed that I can, so I'm submitting.
Okay. Perfect. Yes. Let me know once then, okay? I'm going to go ahead and check here on our end just to make sure we received it.
Nope. It's not letting me submit it.
Can you tell me what error do you get?
Please write it through the insurance book. I don't have one.
Maybe there's something on the application that they actually require for information that wasn't filled.
We'll have the insurance, so we skipped it.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, required. 5, it's also required. What year the business established. Number 6, it's also required. 7.
I don't know why it's not uploading this.
Okay. Could we go ahead and review from the big, from the top? So number 1.
11 is giving me a problem.
11. Okay, let me see. 11, 11. Please provide a copy of the all application businesses loaded. This can actually be skipped. How about number 10? Did you put information there? When is the expiration
yep.
date for the business license?
Okay, I did.
9.
But I tried to download on number 11, and it's not downloading. And I can't try to erase it and just skip it, and it won't let me.
Okay. Can you go ahead and click save instead, and then if you could text me the link so I can access it, and then I'll try to see what's the error.
Now it's funny, let me save it.
It's not allowing you?
Nope.
Okay, let's see. What is your primary business owner's social security number? Was that filled, number 20?
Yep.
20, how about 21?
Yep.
Okay. What is the total number of filled workers or customer? Did you put it in zero?
Yep. What is the total number of filled workers and customer-facing workers? Zero. What is the total number of business owners? One.
Uh-huh. And then, oh, okay, list of cities that the business service has. Can you go ahead and just put, let me check. I think it could be this one. Can you go ahead and put Emmett?
Okay.
Yes, just Emmett. And then there you go, the business. Number 15, what is the business monthly budget for GG program? Let me give it to you. Let me just check here in the notes very quick. Budget. $715.
Okay.
Okay. Then optional business. Did you put no if the business is BBB accredited?
I did no.
Okay. All right. Can you try to submit it again? Hopefully this time it works.
Nope, it didn't work because the business price is at 28% loaded. So once I hit the 100, I'll be able to submit it, but it's taking forever.
Oh, business license.
So they already tried to upload it. It's going fast now.
Let's
take just a few more minutes. It's at 55% now.
Oh, okay. So that's why the document, it's the one that's delaying it.
Yeah, it's just lingering. It's at 65 right now. 74.
Okay.
92. Okay, well done. All errors are fixed. Submit. Please wait. All right, there you go. It's done.
Perfect. Okay, let me check here. Applications. Okay. Adverse general contracting. We receive it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
That's complete. So the only pending item that we have for you, Anthony, will be the certificate of insurance.
Okay, sweet. I will work on that, but I am on the job, so I won't be able to go get that yet. But I can stop after work maybe.
Yes. You can just go ahead and follow up, even if tomorrow, that's totally fine. Anyway, since we already received your application, we will go ahead and start working on your Google profile. We'll start from there, and then I'll follow up with you if they go ahead and tag me that the certificate of insurance is not yet received, and then I'll follow up.
Okay, sweet. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Please enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.